Our next batch of stories is all about food. Chocolate from a horse box, dirty vegan delights, and a very crafty pint.
A city boss has finally tracked down his family after devastating floods hit his hometown. Monty Alley, owner of Rishi Restaurant in Mousehold Lane, had not heard from his 15-strong family when the floods in Bangladesh hit 2 weeks ago. Now the 54-year-old who lives in Magpie Road is looking to help as many people as possible affected by the destruction from the rising tides. Mr. Alley said, "It's been really bad. There was a bit of rain for a few days before all of a sudden the water levels went up overnight. It's terrible. There's no power, no water, no food. Houses were underwater. I have family who live in Sylhet, which has been hit, and I hadn't heard from them for days. I'd like to go over myself, but currently, with all the flight cancellations, it's proving too difficult to do right now." The issues currently plaguing Mr. Ali's family and the people in Bangladesh are due to the constant torrent of heavy rain, which has caused flash floods throughout the region. Mr. Alley said, "I'm scared, to be honest. There's never been flooding like this before. I'm just hoping it won't get much worse, and I wish for everyone to be safe until the floods stop." He added, "On July the 6th, I'm going to have a charity night at the restaurant. We'll have the whole menu available to our customers so they can have whatever they want, and I'm sending any proceeds from that night back home to help people there as best I can. My colleagues will also be donating their pay from that evening to help the effort as well."
A small business owner has branched out from her online store into a horse box to offer Norfolk folk more deliciously chocolatey options this summer. Gemma Wade, 31, and her husband Chris Wade, 32, started an online business 3 years ago called The Chocolate Bar Baker, and now the pair have taken the plunge and branched out. Gemma said, "We bought a horse box and we did it up over Christmas. We've been out on the road since January of this year. The idea came about because the pair are chocoholics and wanted to make their favourite treat into a business. The website offers chocolate bars which are flavoured like desserts, Gemma's own idea. She said, "I tried it and I realised they were amazing. I knew that I would be able to sell them." Since then, the chocolate box has a full calendar of events and festivals throughout the summer. The popular chocolate bars are still available to purchase from the online shop. However, the chocolate dessert cups are only available from the horse box, as everything is made freshly. The couple are looking to the future, where they hope to introduce another food truck and maybe even a shop.
People looking for a meat-free fast food fix in the city are in luck, as a new vegan burger restaurant is set to open. Hank's Dirty has announced plans to open in Norwich, bringing another addition to the growing number of vegan eateries here. The location of the new restaurant remains a secret, but it will be part of a new street food venue opening soon. Norwich will be the fourth Hank's Dirty spot alongside Ipswich, Colchester and Felixstowe, and the company is known for its burgers, kebabs and fried, and inverted commas, chicken. Co-founder Geoffrey Bly said, "Norwich already has a great vegan food scene and we love visiting the market and the other great restaurants on offer. Hank's Dirty is all about naughty food everyone loves, but may struggle to find when vegan. We are really looking forward to opening and becoming part of the city's community."
A city centre greengrocer is branching out to deliver fresh fruit and veg right to people's doorsteps. Susantha Kuruwita, manager of Daily Farm Fresh in Prince of Wales Road, is currently in the final stages of setting up the service. The 32-year-old said, "We're looking to open up our delivery business hopefully sometime in the middle of next week. It's something we thought up recently after we received heavy interest from our customers. At the moment, we are working out the logistics, so the best way on how to get the requests through to us and how we can manage the deliveries as effectively as possible. We've had quite a lot of people call in already interested in the service. We're not certain on a date yet, because if we don't organise everything properly and offer the service early, then we might get a bad reputation, which we don't want."
A buffet-style Chinese restaurant that has served hungry customers in Norwich for the past 18 years has closed. The Riverbank Chinese Buffet in Wherry Road closed its doors for the final time on Thursday, June the 16th. From traditional Chinese food to authentic recipes, the Riverside restaurant served a variety of dishes for families to choose from. In a message to all customers, which was posted on the restaurant's door, Riverbank thanks regulars for their support over the years. It read, "We wish to inform you that on Thursday, the 16th of June, our restaurant ceased trading. The owner is very sad to leave this place after 18 years of business. Thank you all for your support." The restaurant's closure comes after Fatso's announced it was searching for a new site after its Riverside venue also closed on the last day of last week. Also, the same road, Bella Italia confirmed it is moving to a larger venue that was once home to Las Iguanas towards the end of the summer.
It's a pub crawl that may get even messier than most. A Norwich artist who has launched a new art class, which involves taking her students from one city pub to another, stopping at each one for some painting and a pint. Sofia Shevalova said that the idea was to highlight the fine architecture that the taverns offer, but admitted the standards of the artwork could slip a little as the class progresses. Indeed, she has recommended those taking part might want to opt for a half a pint rather than a full one at each stop. The 32-year-old from NR3 has previously organised painting tours of city landmarks for her students. She decided to offer the pub and painting tours to try and entice people who may not otherwise get involved. Starting off at the Adam and Eve, the class will then head to the Maidshead Hotel and the Lollards Pit before finishing up at the Wigan Pen. Sophia added, "These buildings have so much history and stories to tell, so lots of research had to go into the tour. I ended up reading quite a bit on them and learned some new things myself. They're all around the cathedral as well, meaning they're quite close to each other. It will be a light-hearted tour for people that gives everyone time to draw and then pop into the pub for half a pint or a pint."